It's time once again for the continuing adventures of the Jade City Pharaoh. The beef cooker turns up the heat on Harold Jones and his alter ego Malik Frazier in today's episode, Burning.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, only if there's someone there to bend it. Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Come home, Betsy.
What up, Preem? Hold on, let me put you on speaker. Turn my music down.
Yo, son, I caught that Donna DeWitaker special last night.
How'd I do?
I don't know. Did you get the digits?
Come on, man. I mean, how'd I come across? I'm trying to capture the imagination of the people. Everyone in Jade City watches her specials.
Need to be trying to capture Donna DeWitaker. And she's like a poor man's Tamara Hall with a sprinkle of Nia Long. And she was sweating you too, son. Like Katie Kirk was sweating Lil Wayne in that interview they did. So please tell me you pushed up.
The celebrity dating thing just ain't me. I told you that 1,000 times. 2 things I don't do. Wear red underwear on the outside of my costume and date celebrities, especially news reporters.
You handling this superhero situation ass backwards. Why you got to be the one with the superpowers and the cape? Man, I'll never understand.
It ain't all it's cracked up to be, Preem. All the things I can do just reinforce all the things I can't do.
Negro, you ain't gonna get no sympathy from me. You can fly. And if it's that bad, I'll go over to your house, open the oven door, and turn on the gas for you. Where you headed anyway, man?
Dinner date with Belinda.
You just refuse to listen, don't you?
Oh.
You can't trust a light-skinned woman with green eyes. Plus, she writes poetry, and poetry writing chicks are crazy. And I don't mean spontaneous fun crazy, nah. I mean, like, put your clothes in the bathtub and burn your house down crazy.
I'm pulling up at Bonds now. Peace, fool.
Hey, yo, tell Chan I said what's up. Hey, and bring me a vegetarian plate. Man, that black bean sauce on that crispy tofu is bang-a-licious, son. You know what I mean?
I'm out, man.
Hey, baby.
You're looking beautiful as ever.
Oh, please. You see these bags under my eyes, man.
Did you finish it?
Got the manuscript off last night, just in time to watch that horrible Donna DeWitaker special. You see it?
Nah, I was doing inventory.
She was fawning all over the man, touching his arm every 5 seconds with that fake-ass laugh.
I didn't think she was fawning over me.
What do you mean, you?
What?
You said fawning over you.
I meant him. Fawning over him.
I thought you said you didn't see it.
I didn't. I've seen her interview people before. I've always thought she was real professional.
Huh. Harold Jones doesn't give many interviews, so it seems like she would have asked him something of substance other than, how did it feel to get invited to the BET Awards?
Well, what would you have asked him?
Why does he think meeting violence with more violence solves anything? Why is it necessary to fly around in a green cape yelling, Bombada, at the top of his lungs? Is that somehow supposed to validate he's a hero, or is it just so much spectacle?
The heroic cannot be common, nor the common heroic. Congratulate yourself if you have done something strange and extravagant and broken the monotony of a decorous age.
Where'd you get that from?
Harold M.F. Jones, by way of Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You talk to Jones a lot, huh?
He's an avid reader. Comes by the bookstore 2-3 times a week.
Oh. Go ahead.
This is Malik. What? Yeah, I'll be right there.
What's wrong?
My bookstore. Somebody set it on fire. I gotta go.
I'm coming with you.
Let me through. Let me through. I'm the owner.
Let him through. Mr. Frazier, correct?
Yeah.
We were able to save most of the building because of your sprinkler system, but nearly all of the books were destroyed. Are you okay?
Malik.
Finish. Finish what you were saying, officer.
In a steel box outside the store, we found this. At first, we thought it was a bomb. But when we opened it, it contained a burnt steak. Any idea what that means?
The beef cooker.
The scary thing is his eyes. He's upset, and he should be upset. But there is something behind those eyes that's deeper than anger. And it scares me because I just might love him, which I didn't realize until just this moment. I just hope he doesn't do anything stupid. The Jade City Pharaoh was created and written by Howard L. Kraft and produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas with executive producer Frank Stacio. Robin Copley ran the boards. Today's episode, Burning, featured Shaunesty Webb, Kashif Powell, Vincent Matthews, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular Harold M.F. Jones. Looks like the cops are through with the questions. I need to get Malik out of here.
Tune in again next week for an all-new episode of the Jade City Pharaoh. Superhero Harold M.F. Jones has a showdown with the evil beef cooker in the exciting season finale. Make sure to tune in to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, which, as you know, is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.